Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 109. How's everyone doing? I think I'm gonna skip an intro and I'll just get right into it because I'm pretty jazzed for this episode. But I had a conversation the other day with someone I had just met, and they asked me why I do the podcast. You know, yeah, that's cool, Case. You know, what's the podcast all about? And I'm not really good at answering that question. Usually I'll say something silly like, oh, you know, I just have a lot of feelings, so I talk about those. Something like that is usually my go-to. But maybe kind of a rare moment of clarity in my answer, I think this particular time was spot on. I said, you know, I do the podcast to help people live passionate lives, right? That's what I said. Not sure why I've never been able to verbalize that clearly, but you know, sometimes I'll say, you know, I do the podcast to help people be happier, more optimistic, positive, motivated, all those kinds of things. But you know, I think really, if I think about it, all of those things comes down to being passionate, you know, and that's what I want to talk about in this episode, what it means to live passionately and how to do it. And I'm not talking about the old classic, oh, you need to find your passion and your purpose and you need to live it. Frankly, I don't know what that means. So I'm just talking about being genuinely passionate about being alive. So that's what I want to talk about in this episode. Super simple. And I'll hop right into it. But here's my usual reminder to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. Let me know what you're up to. And also be sure to subscribe. If you're listening right now and you're not subscribed and want to hit subscribe, that would be awesome. And if you're digging the podcast, you're digging the episodes, and you can share it with a friend and then tell them to subscribe as well, that would make my day. And if you do that, be sure to shoot me a DM so I could thank you personally. It really does mean a lot. It helps the show grow. And it's, you know, it makes my mom proud. So it's an all in effort, but I really do appreciate it. So thank you. So getting into it, and you might be wondering right now why I titled the podcast episode, Why You Should Sleep Naked. It's kind of a weird thing coming from me, I suppose. Well, I guess not. If you really know me, it's not weird, but weird for this podcast, I suppose. But as with most things that I talk about, I was inspired by something I saw on Instagram the other day. And it was a photo that someone had posted of a sticky note with someone had handwritten on it. They had put the sticky note on the outside of their door and it had the following written on it. It said, I'm sleeping naked, open door at own risk. Now, personally, you know, I don't sleep fully naked. I like to leave a little bit of coverage in case I have to jump up and defend myself, or I'm always having these like weird dreams where I'll wake up and like my entire family or like all of my colleagues are in my room just chilling or something. And it's just always weird. I don't know if anyone else has those, but you know, that's just my preference. You know, I don't let it all hang out. But the reason I bring that up has to do with this topic of passion, believe it or not. I really do believe that living a passionate life, and more on what that means in just a second, in order to do that, you have to have a strong-willed, do-your-own-thing kind of mindset. It's a mindset where you have zero shame in what you're doing. You're completely over being afraid of judgment or embarrassment, and you just do your thing. You know, if someone walks in on you during your journey, they might not get it. They might be a bit shocked. Oh, damn, put that thing away, dude, that kind of thing. But that's their problem, right? You know, that's what this is saying. That's what the title means here. And that, you know, I want you to sleep naked. I want you to do your thing, live passionately, and not care in the slightest how it might be interpreted. You know, if someone sees you doing your thing, doing it with passion, doing it with a big old goofy grin on your face, you know, it's on them as to how they react. It has nothing to do with you. You know, I'm talking about passion. That's what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about living alive, you know, animated and adventurous and excited and spontaneous and vibrant and just smiling, you know, just awake. You know, I'm not talking again about passion necessarily for like one thing or a profession or a skill set or anything like that. This is literally just a mindset and a lifestyle. And I've been talking a lot about this lately. And in fact, apparently I'm some like relationship guru or something. That I've been getting a lot of questions and requests to do more relationship episodes. But I got a question yesterday on Instagram where the person was like, what should you look for in a partner? And again, I'm no expert. I mean, how could I be? But I think the number one thing that I look for in a relationship is passion. You know, is the girl passionate just in general about life, about discovery, about learning, about just being excited to be alive? You know, or are they just kind of indifferent, moping around, never get excited, that kind of vibe? You know, I know I'm talking about a pretty vague thing here, but I think you know what I'm referring to. You know, people who are passionate about life, people who certainly are not afraid to sleep buck-ass naked, you know, not afraid of what the world thinks. You know, these are people who are just filled with life and energy and light. They're people who light up a room. You know, it's tough to explain, but you recognize that spark that they have about them. They live it through their words and their actions, even how they walk and dress and everything. You know, it's just a mindset that exudes into your life. You know, being passionate. That's what I'm talking about everything, about anything. You might call it just an intense sense of gratitude that kind of manifests itself in a really tangible way, just being spontaneous and enthusiastic. But it really is palpable. And that's the person that I want to be. That's the person that I want to be with. You know, I have a friend, Kendall, who kind of defines this as well. It's really not a complicated thing. It's literally just a living with enthusiasm. That's all it is. You know, Kendall is the kind of person who rolls into the office in the morning or who you see in the morning and she's, oh, good morning. How are you? Woohoo! Like that kind of thing. You know, she also does this really annoying thing during Soul Cycle where she kind of whoops and says, let's go, ladies, and that kind of thing, which is really freaking annoying. So we'll ignore that. But that's literally what I'm talking about here in a nutshell. It's living passionately is just being excited, being excitable about anything, everything, big, small, whatever. And, you know, the more I've thought about this topic of being passionate, just in general in life, the more I've come to realize that I really do think it's like the number one thing that you can and should prioritize. Because the cool thing about being passionate is that it's not something you're born with or not. It's not black and white or like binary. It's something that you can develop. And especially within the context of life, if you're feeling lost right now or you don't know what to do, you don't know who you can trust, you feel like your life is out of control, whatever, you know, all those things that you cannot control, I think there's always one thing that you can work on, and that's being passionate, just about discovering more about life, about embracing life. Like, I think it's that simple. You know, that's why I think this sleeping naked analogy is appropriate, you know, because not only in that sense, in that context, do you not care how others might interpret you sleeping naked, but you're also literally naked in that you're bearing it all. You're authentic. You're real. You're doing your thing. And that's what a passionate life is all about. It's the opposite, I think, of fact of how we've kind of grown right now to be kind of cold and passive and a bit indifferent. You know, we've grown distant to how I think we should be, because being passionate literally just means being excited. If we boil it down, it means literally just being excited, enthusiastic about everything, meeting people, doing new things, doing old things, doing simple things. I remember I dated a girl a long time ago and she was super passionate in that sense. You know, it was like always the cutest thing when like she would just light up to like the smallest things, like a cup of coffee or like a butterfly or whatever. She would just go nuts. You know, that's like just pure, genuine excitement to be able to experience that thing and not care how people would react to that, not care that people would be like, oh, wow, like, why do you care? Just zero fucks about it, right? And, you know, that was great about her. And like to all my dude homies, like you could be cute too, bro, in your enthusiasm for life. You know, it's that same thing. It's about whatever, just pure excitement for being alive, for that small little thing. You know, this is real. I think I would liken it, if we're going analogies here, it's like it's boys' night, girls' night, whatever. You're going to hit up Applebee's 2 for $20. Dollar marks, you're gonna get the sizzling fajitas, and then you order and you're waiting around, and then you see that sizzle coming at you. You hear the sizzle, you smell the sizzle, and your eyes just light up, right? That's all I'm talking about. That's an enthusiasm, it's a passion, it's just a whatever. It's just being alive, you know, because in that moment you aren't indifferent, you aren't numb, you aren't cold. You're alive, you're excited. And I know that's a really silly example, but it's similar to what I'm talking about here. You know, being passionate in this sense might sound trivial, and you might be like, oh, okay, Case, we get it. You just be excited about life. Cool. But I've learned that passion in this sense, again, not in the work sense, not in the career sense, it can lead you to find big things. You start small, it'll lead you to big things. Because when you're passionate in this sense about little silly things, it really gives you the opportunity to embrace yourself and the world around you. It leads you to become excited about little things, reading, art, people, music, just ideas, whatever. But then when you have that mentality, that open-eyed, fiery, fervent mentality towards life, that is then how you find your place, your larger place in the world. That's how you find your real purpose, your real skill set. That's how you get out of your head and into the world. You know, that's how you go from mindset to reality, by being passionate in practice in what you say and what you do. You know, you can be happy in your mind, I suppose, passionate in your mind all you want, but if you're not living it in your actions and your words, then you're kind of only halfway there, right? You're only thinking about sleeping naked. You're not actually doing it. You're only thinking about ordering those sizzling fajitas. You're not actually ordering them. You know, does that make sense? I think passion without practice is only halfway there. If you want to live fully, grow fully, live without regret, all those great things, you can't just think yourself into being a passionate person. You've got to live it. You know, you got to crave that curiosity. You have to crave being open-minded, crave being just real with yourself. And most of all, then you have to go out and live it in what you say and what you do. That's all I'm saying with this episode. And I've certainly talked about this before, but I wanted to say it again in a new context to just encourage you to have no shame in whatever you're passionate about. You know, make it weird, make it small, make it seemingly insignificant, but just be passionate about it all the same. Who cares? Because that passion, that authenticity literally breathes life into you, new life into you. And that will lead you to bigger and better things. I promise you that. So I say, you know, be passionate about those fajitas. Be passionate about bottomless mimosa brunch. Be passionate about that blog you're writing. Be passionate about Game of Thrones, your SoulCycle class, your new favorite bar, that new hummus you just found, whatever. You know, live it and love it. Be passionate about it. Because I think that mentality of embracing something small, it makes you come alive in a real way. It literally does breathe new, refreshing life into you, you know, and it takes away your tendency to be indifferent and makes you a kid again. It fills you with energy and light and spirit. And that's the kind of person that I want to be. And I would think you'd want to be similar to that, you know, not indifferent. You know, someone who lights up a room, who smiles a lot, someone with that spark. Someone who takes charge, is spontaneous, who isn't afraid to be vulnerable or look silly. You know, it's someone who gives and takes, who smiles, you know, it kind of just has those eyes that are alive. Someone who is defined by their energy. You know, someone's confident and centered and vulnerable enough to let that define them rather than their success or their looks or the things they own. Because I think to me, not to sound cheesy, but like being passionate is beautiful. You know, that's what a beautiful soul is. Someone who isn't labeled by something or someone, but rather just the way that they carry their energy with them and everything they say and they do. Right. And I think this is a simple episode, but I really want to encourage you to take this sleeping naked analogy to heart. You know, it's a fitting analogy because, again, you're doing your thing, you're embracing what excites you, and you're literally vulnerable as you do it. That's what being a passionate person is all about. Being a passionate person, boom, period, end of sentence. Again, you don't have to be passionate about one thing. I don't think you have to have focus even. Just in general, being open-minded, letting your kind of childlike soul lead you to be passionate as often as you can. You know, just like be that kid, that ooh, shiny kind of kid. Ooh, cool. Because I think it's that mentality that will lead you to find the things or thing that really matters to you in life, the things that you'll come to make your life work, that will define you, that you'll stand by. I really believe that. So I'd say things, plural, be passionate about things, you know, going wide, that will lead you to find that one thing later on in life. You know, and right now, if you're like me, you're still growing, you're still learning, you're not a single, you're an album, for another analogy, you know, filled with variety, you know, and eventually you'll find that one thing or two things that'll really light up your soul. And, you know, then you'll be like, I am living with passion for this and that, or for just one thing. And then you'll own it. But I think for now, just being passionate, just being excited in general, it'll lead you there eventually. And I don't think it's that hard to get to a point where you're doing this, even if right now you're kind of like numb and indifferent, you know, even if you're at a point in your life right now where things seem to be kind of crumbling down around you, you don't trust other people, you don't trust yourself, whatever. I think you could always find a way to be more passionate about just being alive. You know, you could find something small, something silly, something random, something spontaneous to embrace in a passionate, I am alive and excited kind of way, you know, and just do it because it gives you life, even if only for a little, you know, do it because it will lead you to greater clarity on your path, you know, because sleeping naked feels great, because, you know, doing it will prove to you that it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, you know, because it makes you smile and makes you realize that you can always be passionate. You know, I'd say be passionate because, you know, you've done everything else. You've been rejected and lost and ignored and alone and everything in between. But through those experiences, you can realize that you can't always control those things. A lot of that is outside of your ability, but you can control your energy that you bring to life in the way that you smile and act and talk and just live. So that's it. On to it there. Shorter episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, I'd love if you'd share it with a friend. Share it with someone who smiles a lot, laughs a lot, that you're really proud of for being passionate. Or share it with someone who needs to be a little bit more spontaneous to embrace what I'm talking about here. Someone you know can. They just need a little bit of an extra nudge. And also be sure to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. Let me know what you're thinking. I love feedback. I also love new episode ideas. I would love to know if there's something in specifically you'd like me to talk about or build upon. I'd like to do another episode on something, but let me know at case.kenny. So that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.